It is hot, icky, and sticky, and that's the way we love it here in Iowa during growing season. Thank you so much for joining us today during our Latham High-Tech Seeds field position. We're going to be talking today with Mark Grunmeier with Latham High-Tech Seeds. Mark, thanks for stopping by on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Liz. The crops should be growing like crazy today.
Well, Mark, we actually have a question this week from some of our listeners. They were talking about sudden death syndrome, and the question this week is, sudden death syndrome is breaking bad in my soybean fields. Why does it appear to be affecting this year, and what is it we can do about it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Liz, and very timely. Sudden death syndrome typically appears after flowering during the growing season, usually sometime around that first part of August. It might be a little bit earlier this year than normal. You know, cool, wet conditions at planting time can really contribute to the severity of sudden death.
Well, what should our farmers be looking for when they're scouting for SDS?
You know, Liz, the first symptoms of SDS are yellow blotches on the leaves that usually progresses to kind of larger patches on the leaf. The weird thing about it is, though, the vein tissue actually remains green. And early symptoms kind of appear on, you know, fairly healthy plants within the field. And eventually those yellow patches kind of turn brown, but the leaf veins still stay green. And then further on down the line, the leaflets actually drop off the plant, but the petioles stay on there. So it's kind of a weird-looking plant when the disease actually affects the whole thing. And then disease plants can also sometimes have rotted root systems as well.
Mark, are the soil types, are there certain soil types or certain fields that are more prone to SDS?
Well, not necessarily soil types, Liz, but certainly certain areas of the field, can really appear to have sudden death the first part. And again, we talked about, high moisture areas, cool, wet portions of the field. That can really help the severity of the disease. And it's actually been associated quite often with compacted soil. So areas in the field, around the margins and low-lying bottoms and stuff like that. It's a good idea to plant fields with a history of SDS when soils are really warmer and drier. And then also no-till. No-till practices allow soils to remain cooler, wetter, longer in the spring, and that can increase the severity of the disease. So tillage sometimes can be helpful on fields with a history of SDS, as long as the field is not worked when it's too wet. It's got to be warm and dry.
Mark, what can our farmers do if they're starting to notice SDS in their fields this year?
Well, unfortunately, Liz, right now there's nothing that can be done to save a field that has sudden death syndrome. Future management practices or tactics include, obviously, reducing soil compaction, planting fields with a history of SDS. You want to make sure those are planted towards the tail end of your planting schedule when the soils, again, have the chance to warm up and dry. And then also testing for the presence of soybean cyst nematodes. Soybean cyst nematode can actually be associated and is usually associated with SDS.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN. So what is it that can be done if we find SCN in the fields?
Well, planting resistant varieties or avoiding very susceptible varieties is the most effective way to reduce losses from SCN. Farmers should keep ironclad soybeans from Latham in mind as they select seed for 2017. To bear the ironclad distinction, each soybean brand must be soybean cyst nematode resistant, also Phytophthora root rot resistant, and carry an iron deficiency chlorosis and rating of 2.2 or better. And then also, depending on the certain areas and needs, ironclad soybeans must also protect against either white mold or sudden death syndrome with a rating of 2.2 or higher as well.
Well, Mark, I think I remember us talking about some kind of a new seed treatment that came out that was supposed to help with the SDS.
Yes, Liz, Elevo. Elevo seed treatment from Bayer Crop Science received a lot of positive press in 2015 for its effectiveness against sudden death. Saw very limited areas last year, and that prompted our Latham research staff to conduct some 2016 studies that are going on, obviously, out there right now using Elevo-treated seed side-by-side with seed that was not treated with Elevo. Preliminary reports, as of right now, aren't showing any significant visual differences, but we're going to make the final determination after harvest, and we'll be sharing that data at our post-harvest meetings in the fall. And I think we can safely assume, however, Liz, that even this new tool, like it or not, will not be that cure or that silver bullet that farmers are really hoping to find.
Well, if there's no cure for SDS, then what does it matter if our farmers are scouting for it now?
Well, you know what they say, Liz, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Scouting for sudden death syndrome is important for two main reasons. Number one, determine if the management practices may have had an impact on the severity of SDS. And number two, to select soybean seed for the following season, for 2017, based on SDS scores, soybean system and toad tolerances, and those things.
All right, so we need to look now to look ahead to know what we can do for next year.
Absolutely.
I get that. Mark, before I let you go, anything else that you need to add for this week?
Well, you know, Liz, walking fields, making notes of all kinds of weeds, insects, and diseases right now is really going to help farmers determine action plans for the future. What we see fields now can impact their needs for 2017. The other thing I'd like to mention is our upcoming Freedom Ride that we have with Latham High Tech Seeds. It's going to be on August 19th, and it's going to be over near Eldridge, Iowa, which is over in kind of east-central Iowa, just a little bit north of Davenport. And we're going to start out at the Scott County Park over there. And basically what the Freedom Ride is, it's kind of a... It's a plot tour on wheels, but it's going to be a really fun day. And we're just going to go out and talk about some things and have a lot of fun. It's kind of like a poker run on motorcycles, but if a person doesn't have a motorcycle, they can come in a car or a pickup or whatever. We'll be open to anything.
All right, and again, that is Friday, August 19th. And if we need more information on that, where can we find that?
Well, they can go to our website, www.lathamseeds.com. Or else they can call 1-877-GO-LATHAM.
Sounds great. Look forward to that ride again Friday, August 19th. Mark, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Liz. Have a great week.